a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So you mentioned this before about my T-shirts. Just quickly, I just want to ask you something, right?
Oh,
so,
yes.
Do you remember a while ago I was talking about beer T-shirts being the new band T-shirts?
Yes.
Because I wear a lot of beer T-shirts, craft beer brands, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a really
well. This is really crafty. It's pronounced Guinness.
Guinness from Guinness. Dublin. Dublin.
It's pronounced Guinness.
I couldn't think of a funny way to say
Guinness from Dublin.
Yeah.
Is the T-shirt that I'm wearing today, but generally it's a craft brewery or something. Made a friend on the weekend. She was wearing a Hawker's Brewery T-shirt, and I was like, "That's a great T-shirt. We should be friends."
See, I would find that if you just went up to a woman and just
Our children are friends. Okay. I'm on fire, mate. I am on fire at the moment, making friends.
Yeah.
You would not even believe.
No. Why do you want to? I've got no room.
No.
I'm sure that there are lovely people out there, people that we can connect. I don't have any room.
I know,
I'm barely keeping up to the current people.
You're very popular. You've got lots of friends. I've got no friends. I've spent the last sort of 15 years trying to avoid people and sort of and pushing people away. So now instead of hot girl summer, I'm going into friendly boy summer.
Friendly boy summer. Yeah. Writing it down.
Friendly boy summer.
Friendly boy summer.
It's actually really nice living in Laramie. So everybody lives there. Everybody's got kids. It's great.
Boy.
So, sorry, the reason, so I'm 41 now, 41 and a half-ish. And so I went to a gig on Sunday night and I bought a band T-shirt because I'm sort of, I've decided that I want to start wearing band T-shirts again.
Nice. Welcome back.
Thanks. Well, so, and this is what I want to ask you. At 41, is it a bit?
No. No way. You're asking the wrong person. Look at me, mate. I'm an absolute mess. I haven't washed my hair in a week.
Yeah.
I'm an absolute mess. I bought myself a new T-shirt and I'm wearing it today because it's Team Meat and I thought maybe I should make an effort.
Yeah. It's stripy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with
it?
I've given up. Yes, I get all the band T-shirts.
Band T-shirts are still okay for a 41-year-old man to rock around in.
Especially with your aesthetic.
What does that mean? Like, what?
You know when people peak at a certain age?
Yeah, and then they cling to it?
They cling.
See, this is my concern.
Mate, it's fine, but people know.
What should I move into? Should I wear just slacks and a sort of a light blue shirt all the time?
Oh, you could do slacks and a white, because now you're getting jacked. Like the guy from The Bear, right? And he's all about white. Oh, it's a great show.
Is it a shirt or a T-shirt?
T-shirt.
I wear white T-shirts.
Yeah, but you could tuck it into some slacks with a belt. And then we could colour in your mustache. Oh, hang on. Nah, you're looking like Tony Soprano. We'll think about it.
I'm so confused. Am I allowed to wear band T-shirts or are we moving away from... Because if you say that it's not because of who I am, it's because I'm clinging to a peak time in my life, then I...
Okay, but you have to be open to bands. So I've got a bunch of Spice Girl T-shirts. Mm. I think you need to open up. It can't be bands like... yelling in your face bands.
It has to be yelling in your face bands.
No.
It's not music if it's not yelling in your face.
Get a Spice Girls T-shirt. Let's flesh this out. Let's flesh it out. Flesh out Friday. That's what we're calling it.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. So we just went and got coffees. Well, yes. I just went and got coffees because Lingy isn't here to bring them in.
Mm.
So I had to bolt across the road and bolt back because, you know, we're a DIY team here.
When Ling is not around.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy, that's right. So we don't sort of have the support staff that you might imagine that we do have. So instead we go and get our own coffees and that's fine. We just sort of do it during the news or the ads and the songs and stuff. So that's cool. Usually we'll pay. Quite often we'll pay on the app. I didn't pay on the app this time. I ordered, ran across and was going to pay. And the lovely lady was like, "The person in front of you has paid for your coffees."
Get out!
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. So that's
grounds
nice.
Of society.
Yeah.
If that was you just then, thanks.
Thank you very much. I've heard of it in the drive-thru coffee place.
Yes,
but I've
so
never,
have I.
I don't think I've ever had it happen to me in a sort of a stand-up walk-in and get your coffee cafe. Probably happens.
Aw, thanks, guys.
But the play it forward thing is beautiful. It's admirable.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the protocol is around it because I tell you what I did And then I want to know what you think. I went, oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
And as I'm walking but back to the station and up the elevators and stuff, I'm thinking, oh, I should probably have then paid it forward also for the next person, but I broke the chain.
Yeah, but then the chain never ends, does it? So then really no one's getting the gift of the pay it forward because you're then paying anyway.
Everyone's paying.
So everyone's paying.
So yes. Do you think, so you don't think you have to always continue the chain? You don't have a moral obligation to continue the pay it forward coffee chain because sometimes someone's got to win and it's got to be you. It can be you occasionally.
It's hard, isn't it? No, because I think then maybe you will be a happy individual, be nicer to people through the day, and then one day in the future you might say, hey, remember when that person did something for me?
And then you pay it forward.
And then you do it. I don't know if it's like a, no, you got to keep paying it forward. Although maybe that was the intention and now the people across the road are like, that Tom is such an a-hole.
He ruined it. So, have you ever paid it forward? Have you ever continued a chain or are you a serial chain stopper?
Let's go to Kerry from Lara. Kerry, in regards to paying it forward, are you supposed to break the chain?
Well, serial chain breaker, never heard that before, but I guess I'm one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But my thinking is they were in a good mood, they had the cash, they were paying it forward. They don't know what mood I'm in. I could be in a foul mood and not have any cash. Mm. And so I can't pay it forward. But I will pay it forward when I'm able to.
Yes.
So right. I always pay it forward, but not necessarily at that time. Because then that makes me feel like I'm obligated to. It's like, no, that's not the point of it.
Yes, okay. You're right.
Well, so this is my question. So you shouldn't feel obligated, but you should probably, like, put it away for another day and sort of pay it forward but way forward.
Yeah, when you're feeling the love and when you've got a bit of extra cash, then you pay it forward.
Okay,
so Kerry, I worry that Tom will forget
never.
That this happened.
So never. That's never going to happen.
I worry that will happen. What about you, Tony and Corio? Paying it forward, what are the rules? Are you a serial chain breaker? What should Tom have done this morning?
So my personal thoughts on it is when you get the gift for the first time, that's a gift. There's no obligation to pay for it then and there. The rule myself is if I have a good weekend on the trots or something like that, or get a bit of extra cash that I wasn't expecting to have, then I'll put 50, 60 bucks down on the tab to run up a few pay it forwards.
Oh, that's lovely
hang on,
of
hang
you.
Hang on. So you go to the tab and say, hey, if someone just wants a cheeky bet...
No,
they,
that's
is
not.
That what you
no,
mean?
That's and you possibly couldn't do. I can't
I know,
imagine that's
I was
legal.
Like, I don't think
no, he's saying
that.
He's saying whatever way he has a little windfall on a weekend, and then he's feeling the vibe on a Monday. He goes through the cafe, and not only does he sort of pay it forward for the next person, but he puts like 50, 60 bucks down, and so then all of a sudden you get a couple of people in the row.
Oh right, Tony. I thought you were going to the front, and like when someone's like, I want to put a quaddy on, you know, whatever, and they're like, that's all right, mate. Someone's paid it forward for you.
But maybe we should start that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if legal are going to allow us to do that. So
seems illegal and also sort of
pretend
you know,
we
encouraging gambling and
talk about this
problematic behaviour. Let's just talk about our addiction to caffeine, which is nice and safe and doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
In our family, we have family catch-ups once a month. It rotates houses.
Yes.
Through the siblings and the parents. And their partners.
Nice.
So it's the first Friday of every month. If people have a Saturday night free, we try and put it on a Saturday because that's just easier for everyone, right?
Sure.
Otherwise,
sure.
We know to keep that first Friday night free.
Today is the 1st of September and it's also a Friday.
Exactly.
Family
but,
time.
But. Sunday's Father's Day.
True.
Okay. And the rotating roster has gone around that it's actually James... and my turn to host again.
Cool.
here in Ocean Grove.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And so we've decided to do a Father's Day breakfast.
Nice. On Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And do you remember how I was telling you about this? Like, I was really excited. I'm like, oh, this is cool and it's nice because I feel like the breakfast is going to be a bit easier to manage. Like, we've cooked breakfast for a big bunch of people before, Jimmy and I, when we went away recently with a whole group of friends. And, you know, we're going to do it on the barbie, bacon and eggs, and I'm going to do, like, brekkie wraps and stuff.
Nice. I know there's a lot of stress around when you have people for dinner because then you sort of, you end up panicking going to some gourmet sort of place that does massive lasagnas.
No, because the first time I told everyone to be there at 6:37 and we ate at 9:30. Second time, I went and spent money and got all the stuff.
You paid for it and then pretended like you cooked it. Yeah.
And I still made us all eat at 9:30. Anyway, I've got problems with time, okay?
Right.
It's an issue. This time,
yeah,
it's been suggested, oh, yeah, we'll get there at 10:30, but what time will we eat? Huh? And I said, no, because we're going to have it. We're going to have it sorted.
So it'll be afternoon tea. We'll get there at 9:30 and it'll be afternoon tea.
What did you remember? As I was having an excited discussion about this and I was really excited because I love it when the fam comes to Ocean Grove and it's great. And what did you say to me?
I can't rightly remember, but I know what I want to say now, which is, why aren't you going to your dad?
Yeah. Why would you make your father travel on Father's Day?
That sounds like me. That does sound exactly like me.
So you put that in my head.
Well, why wouldn't you go to...
Hang on. You put that in my head.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I not the beautiful daughter that I think I am? Because what have I got wrong here? And so I actually called Mum.
Yeah, right.
And I said, Tom made this comment to me. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's ruined the vibe for me. Am I bad by asking Dad to come here for Father's Day? And Mum's like, no, Lauren. He loves going on... He's a driver. He loves going on drives, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day. He might be able to take out the nice Sunday drive car.
Which is a tractor.
Well, it's
from Werribee
South.
This is the issue. It's going to take you. He's going to have to leave sort of 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon to get to your place by 9:30 on Sunday morning.
No, he'll take the ride on lawnmower, if anything, because that's a bit faster. And then I put it to the rest of the crew because I was so up in my head about it.
Okay.
How I'm such a bad daughter.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you implied. And everyone's like, no, that's fine. We all really want to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell tone, though, when people are typing in messages and stuff, isn't it?
Well,
and
you
emails?
Know what? Between you, that set me off first and then I relaxed. And then everyone was like, just confirming what time we're coming around for the brekkie.
Yeah.
And I said, yep, 10:30. And then my brother, Chris, writes, is it breakfast or is it brunch? And I was like, right. Oh. So you're...
10:30 is kind of brunch.
You're
time.
Both in the bin.
Seriously, go to your dad.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Got any feedback for me
that
on
was
that?
Great.
Thanks.
You I just wanted the air to settle.
Okay, you usually have feedback.
No, yeah, sorry. I'm
just
your
in
hype
a general
guy.
Sense
I'm
as
your
well.
Hype guy.
Always look forward to your feedback. Fun facts for today. At least 1/7 of subscription service revenue. 1/7 doesn't seem like that much, but it's from people who forget they are subscribed.
Oh, yeah, right. 100%.
I know Tim and Jess were talking about this. Oh, maybe it was Tim and Jack last week. Sorry, Jess and Jack last week. But I found out this week that I've been subscribed to Stan since January. I've been paying $10 a month for Stan.
What?
Yeah. I found out because I did my tax. I went back through and I was like, hey, hang on. We've been paying Stan. And we cancelled it. And then we got
it. Have your old login?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Okay. Obviously, it's no skin off my nose. I didn't know I had it. Yeah, I think we cancelled it and then we got it again for something specific, but we're just going to do the trial period and then we forgot to cancel it. Good.
Duffer.
Idiots. Elephants only sweat glands. You'll be able to relate to this one. Elephants only sweat glands are between their toes.
Aww, they're little hooves.
Get little, so that's where they spray their links. Africa, hey?
Because
they're elephants. African elephants.
Or Indian elephants.
And Asian ones as well.
No, that's Indian elephants.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I've learned something. Finally, for the first time ever in Fun Fact Friday, I've learned something. Woo-hoo. This one's a bit confusing for me, so let's see if you can work it out. When presented with various chip packets, so, you know, crisps, a seagull will almost always choose the same flavour as what a nearby human is eating. So if you are sitting there eating salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
And then we present three open chip packets, plain, salt and vinegar, and chicken to a seagull.
Yeah.
It's going to go the salt and vinegar because you're eating salt and vinegar.
Oh, because it's like, well, this has got a good rating on it. Well, obviously, yeah, they're enjoying like it. Why would I waste my time?
Google review. Mm. A gull review, if you will. In 1941, Ford produced a usable car, the body of which was entirely made of plants.
Ah!
Was that in Geelong? Can't imagine that was in Geelong. Surely not. Women smile on average 62 times a day, men just 8.
Mm-hmm. Guys, you'd be so much prettier if you smiled.
That's so true.
Oh my God, that felt so good to say.
Geez, we should end there, but I really want to bring you this one. In Japan, there's a restaurant called the Restaurant of Mistaken Orders, which only employs waiters with dementia, so you never know what food you're going to get.
Oh, bless them.
Could be said for a lot of venues in Geelong as well. And that's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
I'm in love. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love when people have babies, and babies are beautiful. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's great. And Tim from The Drive Show and his lovely wife, Jess, just had a little blessing of a boy, Jack, who's just, oh, mashallah, beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went out with him for lunch last Friday, and they said, oh, do you want to hold little baby Jack? And I said, no, thanks. They're like, why? And I'm like, because I don't hold newborn babies.
Yes.
Because their soul is so fresh and clean.
Pure,
and I don't want my soul to be imparted on their body in any way, shape or form. I don't want their beautiful energy to be hurt by my
tainted, I think is the
energy.
Word for it. Yeah.
And I just thought, this seems to be only me. However, we've got a radio show.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Do I have to talk to the psychologist about it? Maybe not. Maybe there's other people in the boat of not holding newborn babies.
On 52232955, Kim's in Bell Post Hill. Morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Do you hold newborn children?
No, no, I don't. They make me feel so uncomfortable and awkward.
Yes.
And I can't hold them. I can't do it.
Why?
No, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm scared of, like, dropping them and they're just so fragile and the head and all of that.
It's mainly the head, isn't
it?
It's the head. And
I have a child myself, so I'm just lucky that he was actually quite big when he was born.
he was born the size of a 6-month-old, so we're fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's the first time a mother has ever said that.
Terribly painful birth, but geez, came out and it's big, it's fine. I felt super comfortable.
Yeah.
All right. Ed in St. Albans Park, what about yourself? You hold newborn children, my friend?
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day for Sunday, Tom.
Thank you, mate. Same to you.
Miss Tomuscus, I sense your angst about holding newborns, and I think I may have a remedy. I have a 21-year-old. Would you like to hold him and work your way down to the newborns?
Look, it is a gracious offer, Ed.
Start
thank
large.
You. It's gracious.
So good.
Unfortunately, that makes me just as uncomfortable.
So good. Just cradle him. He'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold his head into your bosom.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.